So, everyone loves emojis.
Yep.
I hate emojis, actually.
Well,
I don't mind them.
Not a huge fan.
Tony, you like emojis.
I use them. I use the arrow one a lot.
Like Tony's favorite thing to text here. Is THX.
Thanks. THX
that's
guy.
His favorite thing.
THX guy.
THX.
So, what's your favorite emoji?
That I use?
But the most used. Most utilized.
I use the arrow one a lot. The arrow up.
Like
arrow
the
down.
Finger or the arrow?
The
arrow?
Actual arrow. Oh. I use that one a lot.
What is it used for? Emphasis?
No, like point at this link.
Oh.
Or,
why don't you just send the link?
Here's I do put the link, but I point the arrow at it. You know which one I could use? I'd like to use more.
Flamenco dancer.
No, the shoulder shrug one. The shoulder shrug one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I also like the monkey that's covering its eyes.
Yeah, I've never used that one. I should probably use that one more.
That's a good one where you're like, I'm ashamed.
Yes. Yes, I like that one. Peter, what's your most used or least used?
Y'all are so weird. My most used one is the one with sunglasses.
Yeah, you do use that one.
I use that one a lot.
So what's your what
does
would
sunglasses
that be your
mean?
Most,
does that mean like
it means cool?
It's
thanks.
Cool, dude.
Yeah,
you always say it when you say thanks.
Yeah, I do that. I'm like a 47-year-old.
So
what's yours, Kayla?
My
Joe?
Most used is probably okay. So this is where I was. What I was thinking, there's a difference because I use the eyes, the two white eyes looking to the side all the time on Twitter, on our Twitter. Yeah. All the time. But I don't use that in, like, texts.
So there's a professional emoji
user? I use texts. I use a lot of emojis in texts.
You do?
Yes. And a lot of time it's just the shrug lady.
Shrug lady. See, yeah, I need to use
shrug lady
more.
Or the monkey with the
eyes closed. So what was your follow-up question?
My follow-up question is there an emoji that you hate when other people use it?
Ooh. I don't really think I hate one.
I'm scrolling through our text because I want to see the last emoji you used, and I just found that meme of Jeff Poeschel you made.
You what? Made one? You made one or I
made
one?
One?
Yeah, I asked you to Photoshop his head onto Kevin James's pie. There you go, Internet.
Oh,
that is
God.
Good.
That's what we made.
What was that for?
It was when Matamita was going to have that crazy comeback, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then we were going to put that, but then... It didn't happen.
Oh,
so.
You mean if they came back and won, it was going to be like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Jeff Poeschel.
Because
that's all I do.
Joey Memes put up the Kevin Hart. No, Kevin Hart.
Kevin James.
Kevin James.
That one was me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I thought it was on Joey Memes.
Everybody forgets I have access to the meme tour.
Oh,
I don't
have
any
have
emojis
access
from you.
To it.
He'll make memes.
Don't have any emojis from me? Maybe
not
it's because it's business professional. I'm very
that,
business
there is two
professional.
Separate, there is two separate. For sure, because I don't use the arrows in my personal life.
What do you use? Do you use
in
anything?
In my personal life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a personal life.
Oh.
My personal life and business just kind of merge at all times.
It's unhealthy.
You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota.
I actually have another question for you guys.
Go ahead.
So Laura and I are putting together our...
wedding invite list?
Our playlist.
Tony.
Okay.
Our playlist for dinner. And we have some interesting songs on there.
For
but
dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
For your wedding.
So is there one
is this
song?
Just a wedding we're not invited to?
Correct.
Or the one we are invited to?
That is correct.
Okay.
Kayla might actually be there.
Good God. Here
working.
We go.
This,
not
yeah.
as an
oh,
invite. Not as an invited
I'm actually
guest.
A literally, the caterer.
Literally, I just, why don't you just kick me in the balls? Just go ahead. Just
you,
kick me right in the nuts.
Do you want to come to my wedding?
No. No.
Are you sure?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
He already has family plans, isn't he?
Nah.
Yeah, you were going to L.A. And
I might
no, you're
go
going
to Vegas,
and then
LA.
You're going to L.A.
I might. But yeah. I would not. I would skip those trips.
Wow.
To to watch you get married tomorrow.
Well, maybe we can stretch the guest list to 55.
Ooh. Is that 50 right now?
But you don't get a plus one, and you have to sit in
I
the
got
back.
Five. I got three kids.
You have to sit in the back corner. Wherever.
You can't bring your wherever. Kids. What are you
they're,
talking
They're the ones that are more crushed about not
It's a child-free wedding.
They aren't that kind of kids. They're child, drinking age.
Child-free. They're like
We're not having an open
22.
Bar.
They got money.
Hey,
they
if,
money. They've
if,
got money.
If you're
they've
in got your, money. If in your,
they've
if
got mail.
If you're in your 20s and you're looking for wedding cost hacks, don't have an open bar.
I'm well aware.
How much
aware.
Money we just saved God. By not having an open bar. This is fantastic.
Okay.
But what songs would you guys put on like a fancy dinner playlist?
Fancy dinner?
It's at W.A. Frost.
A lot of Sinatra.
Smack oh, that Tony with Bennett. Reverb.
Smack that for sure.
We do have some songs like Smack That on there, though.
On All your right. dinner? Yeah, I have no idea
Hell
what I would
yeah.
put.
I would have a lot of Sinatra and Tony Bennett.
Probably Sinatra. Yeah by Usher.
Oh, gosh. You came goofy today. Holy smokes.
We actually had a conversation about Lil Jon and the East Side Boys the other day.
That Here we go.
Reminded me of that. What was your secondary cold open question?
It was which one is your least favorite that other people use all the time?
That's a good oh. question. That's a true old cold open question.
Flamenco
just,
dancer.
I wish I could come up with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he said he doesn't like the flamenco dancer.
Who doesn't like the flamenco dancer?
I don't.
Him.
That's a good one.
I
like
find
that one.
It. I in my experience, women have used it when they're trying to be saucy, and I'm just like, what the
saucy?
What is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, they do.
What is this?
Yeah, they do.
What is this?
They do.
There are specific emojis I don't like because of the way that they look.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And then how about the ones that are like in Apple? On your computer, which
that
is the one that are on your computer, like on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then the one that on your phone. I'm used to the phone emojis and not the Apple mm-hmm. ones on your computer. So anyway.
Welcome to 10 Minutes of Talk.
I know. Great show. Great show. We're going to talk a lot start. Of hockey today. A lot of hockey. Let's start talking about our picks. Who did well on picks and who didn't?
I kicked so much ass.
Yeah,
I got to read the text from Jess Martin at Breakaway
I
Academy.
I do have
it's a classic. It's a classic.
Full Jurassic.
She sent me the recap, and she said, so Tony and Eddie tied. Was Peter looking at the right brackets, she writes.
Wow.
That's what I get for going on.
You just,
you know what?
Yeah. And it looks
Peter,
like
I think you
Peter
just are
got
hopeful.
People called
I
Lewis
think you're
and Clark
a hopeful
crazy
person.
Too.
Peter got one right, and it was his Rosevillies.
Bantam Bees.
Bantam Bees.
Shout
Congratulations.
Out to
How
Razor
many of mine
Raiders.
Went to the state finals, though?
That doesn't matter.
Well, I could do you some could. More research, but it's going to come out next year. So.
Okay.
Next
All right.
year.
This
is well,
the final
this is
show.
The last episode yeah. of the podcast.
So I got Moorhead Bantam AA right, yep. Warroad Bantam A right.
Yep.
Minnetonka PBAA, right? These are chalk. Those were three of the easiest
but you got
ones
Pee-wee
ever.
B, right. And you were the only one.
And I got OMG Black, the winners of Gobbler, right.
Because I'm stupid and I picked
East Metro.
East Metro.
Can I tell a funny story about East Metro?
Did
guys?
East Metro win a game?
Let's. I don't know. I have a really funny story. So, Tommy, I'm on Tommy Kupich is up doing PBBs. And we were talking mid-games about some particular thing that he was covering. He goes, man, Edina's got, like, the ugliest uniforms. And I'm like, Edina's PBBs aren't in the tournaments. What are you talking about? He goes, yes, they are. They played in game one. And I'm like, what? So I go back and look at his tweets, and he had East Metro as Edina because they have
oh,
green and
no.
gold uniforms. He didn't even look.
Tommy, what are you doing,
he
buddy?
Didn't even look.
Those are not ugly. What are you talking
Whatever, but he
about?
They are ugly if they are Edina. So anyway, he goes back and just, I go, I'll just take him back, retweet him again as East Metro, and nobody will know
and
until
quit.
Now.
And then quit.
And then leave.
And then quit.
Just
go home.
Leave Cloquet immediately. No, I thought that was funny. So Peter got one. I got four.
And
then Andy got, well, he got Minnetonka, right? Congratulations
He got
to
Minnetonka
him.
Blue and 12B, right? And that's the one he didn't get, or that he's the only
yes.
one that got, right?
He's the only one who got a girls one, right? He got Moorhead and Warroad Bantam A's, so we got those three right. And we differed on Minnetonka Blue, and I got OMG Black.
So the I do have a fun little tidbit for you.
Ooh, I like
there
tidbits.
There are four levels that you got, none of you got right.
15A. I know that
yep.
one for sure. 12A?
Yep.
Because we all picked Centennial Spring Lake. No, 15? Andy picked Valkyries.
Chaska Chan.
Yeah,
15B. Oh, for 12A, he picked Chaska.
15B.
15B is also true.
Yeah, wow, we're really good at girls hockey.
Okay, hang on. Now that I'm thinking about it, I picked Armstrong Cooper to go
you
to
did.
That championship.
You
I
did.
Picked Hermantown to go to the Bantam AA championship.
Yep.
And I picked Centennial Spring Lake Park to go to the 12A championship.
So
I was a goal short.
And a dollar, guess what?
A dollar
doesn't
short,
matter.
Too. Doesn't matter. You got one right.
Dude.
One right.
And then you got one more that no one got right. Boys.
Me?
One more that not three of
that
you
we didn't
all
get right.
got wrong.
PBA.
Yep.
Gosh. Did anybody see Thief River Falls, though? Did anybody? 29 and
no
9.
No one even, no one put, or you're the only one that put War Road. Because was it War Road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The finals. So here's a little known fact. I'm not sure if I tweeted this or not, but Tony Lancet sent this to me on Sunday. And he said, check this out, Peter. It's kind of an interesting fact.
I'm listening. I don't
so,
have a choice.
The North Region champions and runner-up were in the championship, so Thief River and War Road. And
yeah.
then the third-place game was the East Bracket Region Final, which was Roseville and Proctor.
Okay.
And the Consolation Final was the South, which was the Cottage Grove and... Cottage Grove and
South St. Paul.
Marshall. Okay. It
wasn't South St. Paul.
Yep. Okay, so those, they played their region finalist opponent in there, and the West region, which we thought was the strongest with Jefferson and Shakopee and Delano
they
and
both,
Hopkins.
They got bounced.
And they all went, those two went 0-2 barbecue, Edina, and Delano went 0-2 barbecue.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? I thought that was an interesting.
It
fact.
Is interesting. I think it all. Never mind. We can get into this.
We can go deeper.
Into
yeah.
A free
so there's
swim
a recap,
discussion.
And that was brought to you by Breakaway Academy, who we spent a lot of time with. Those folks. We had Andy on the show the last 2 weeks,
yep.
and they are now on spring break. They had conferences today, and they're on spring break. Congratulations to all of the kids from Breakaway who were in the state tournament. We have 50 plus of them playing in the Stars of Tomorrow, which starts tomorrow.
Yikes.
And the show will go on tomorrow with YHH. So thanks to Breakaway for their sponsorship, and thanks to Andy, and congratulations to him for winning his first ever state championship. One quick note on
in
the
running
state,
time.
State picks. Jimmy Snuggerud, a Breakaway student, alum, came to be our guest at the PBAAA banquet, and we handed out a photo of him, a framed photo that we handed out, and we did a drawing at the end of his speaking, and we drew one PBA team who got a picture of Jimmy and got to get their picture. One kid from the team came up to get their picture taken.
Yep.
And it was Minnetonka PBAA.
Shocker.
And then they pulled and one out of the PWA hopper, and guess who it was?
Steen Stevens.
Thief River Falls.
Oh.
So one kid from each, yeah, Dean Stevens
yeah,
was
Dean
the kid.
Stevens
he was the representative. And
you
the,
should have asked Jimmy if Jimmy wanted a signed photo of,
Dean Stevens. I could make those arrangements for him. Tegan Marsden was the good goaltender for Thief River. He was the kid who came up and got his picture taken with Jimmy, and I posted that the next day. Like, interesting. How that worked out.
What was the methodology of picking the kids?
Name out of hat. We had 8.
Yeah, but what did you call it, though?
Drawing.
Is there a second R in that word?
Drawing.
Drawing.
It's from a C. You guys don't know my language. That's from a Saturday Night Live skit, Mike Myers, Simon, in a.
Actually, my parents say that all the time.
Because it's from that movie. It's from that skit.
Because you're old.
Yes. Mm. My name is Simon, and I do drawings.
The 40s sound fun. moving forward, you had a nice time. You did the banquet speech.
Yes, I did.
For Pee-wees.
It was quite fun.
We're a long way away from Minnesota hockey mocking YHH during state
we were mocked
banquets.
Once. We were mocked. Yeah, we are a long ways away.
We're a long way from that.
Yes, we're a long ways away. We were actually hosting banquets, and I thought our staff put together a nice show for the PWA and PBAA, and I think the key to this show wasn't our creativity, our ability to, you know, entertain or any of that. I thought the key was we got it done in 35 minutes.
Nice.
I'm like, whatever we do is like, these kids are here to play hockey and not listen to some boring speech. So yeah, we got Jimmy Snuggard to come out. And what I did was I put together a little trivia piece on each team that, and then made a pop quiz for Jimmy. And of course, Jimmy didn't know any of the answers, but I put the answers right in front of him. And Jimmy knocked it out of the park. Except he didn't get Minnetonka right, which I thought was a little bit odd. Yeah. He didn't know Minnetonka's head coach or assistant coaches, but he got the other 15 right. So
good deal.
That was it. And then we did a little 15 questions, 60 seconds, asked him some questions that you and Jossie came up with, like what are the skills that he worked on from youth? And he talked about skating was the one that he needed to work on most. He talked about being on a big stage. And I asked him what was harder, being on a big stage like the World Juniors or NCAA Final or standing in front of 900 people. And he said, this is way harder than playing hockey because I don't have to think when I'm playing hockey. And you don't think a lot when you're playing. You just play, right? Well, and I liked his answers, too, in our 15 questions. It wasn't your standard answers. His best player on the Gophers was Johnny Mittelstadt, which I love that answer. Mm. And he said his dad was his favorite coach growing up. And what else did he say?
Safe play.
It was safe. It was safe. But he had some good answers. I really enjoyed meeting him and sitting down and eating dinner with him that night. It was well worth it having him there. And oh my gosh, the moms and the boys all came over and got their pictures taken with them. It was a good time.
I thought you were going to go a different direction when you first started that sentence.
Nope.
I wasn't.
No, I wasn't.
No, don't do
nope,
it.
I wasn't. So.
Don't do it. Well, I heard good things about the Bantam Banquet. I didn't go to that one. I drove up to Grand Rapids the morning of the first game, which was quite lovely. I went through Cromwell, and I went through Moose Lake, which
you
is a real place.
35W. The 35
Moose Lake
U,
is a real place, apparently.
It is. It is. Is that which way you cut off? Is that Moose Lake to get to Rapids?
Or yes.
Was it, yes, that makes sense. Yes. I've gone that way before.
Yep, it was a fun drive. Heard good things about the banquet.
In Grand Rapids, I bet it was good.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about who won.
Yeah, you know, start at the top, go to the bottom.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bantam AA, Moorhead.
You were there?
I was there. Moorhead escapes Rosemount in the first round, escapes Osseo Maple Grove in the semifinals. And
dispatches,
and then cruises, eases, breezes.
But we said in the said in the show that the first two rounds were the tough. On the top was the state championship.
That Moorhead OMG game. There were a lot of people in the building that had nothing to do with Moorhead or Osseo Maple Grove. That was the one game where random folks from Grand Rapids came out to
wanted
watch
to
that one, and the other teams wanted to see that one, and there was a little contingent of scouts that wanted to see that one as well. They walked away not unsurprised, not surprised by anything.
Right. Let's I mean, you wouldn't have been shocked that Maple Grove won that game either.
No, they were close. They were
close.
Really,
30 seconds
really
away.
22.
22 seconds away.
22 seconds away. But I did talk to a dad who made an interesting point. He said that he and his son were listening to the game, listening to the broadcast.
Yeah.
And he said that he mentioned to his son, if Osseo Maple Grove doesn't score on this power play that they had in the third period, then they're toast because they needed that
insurance goal. Yeah.
And when you pull Hudson Ferry, who's a good goaltender, but then you can put out just one more of those super skilled Moorhead kids. You got both Cullens out there. You got Pavel Goryachev out
both.
There.
Which two? There's three on
the
team.
You could put three out there. Max had an awesome weekend, too. But you're watching 7, 10, and 8 just kind of do their carousel around the offensive zone, and they scored with 22 seconds left, and then they scored a minute into overtime.
10 would be Joey, and
10 would be
eight
Joey,
would be
7.
Warner.
No, 8 is Gorey.
Pavel, yeah. What number is Warner? 12. Yeah.
He's all over the place.
Yeah, he's really good. Yep. Did you like my line yesterday or Tuesday or whatever it was? I said, if Evan Warner's last name was like Gregoire or Grammer or Cullen or some famous last name from Moorhead, that kid would be the next coming. I'm convinced of it. He's such a good player. He just got the wrong last name. He's going to be a fantastic high school player.
I think his last name has anything to do with it. I think Evan is appreciated for what he brings
to the table.
I think
he's underappreciated.
Sure.
We'll get to underappreciated players.
We could say underappreciated. You could also make an argument that Max Cullen is underappreciated.
He is too. He is very much.
Max
so.
Cullen was, I believe, very much the, so. I one agree. Of the only players to score in all three games for Moorhead.
I agree.
But Moorhead looked great. Hermantown, what a fun team to watch. Pat Andrews is going to have a lot of fun
I heard
with those
Coach
kids.
Andrews was in the building. Is that true?
He was in the
That's
building.
Fantastic.
And I said hello, and I told him, you got 15, underline it, bold it, write it in red, hockey players on that bench. And I do want to give a shout-out to a couple of underrepresented players from that Hermantown team. Is Alex Nicklin is a known commodity. TJ Watiziak's a known commodity. Paxson Medill is a known commodity. Carter Nash, a known commodity. Ethan Asta would be one of them. Ethan Asta, Braden Lasky, and Devin Zembo. Three defensemen from that Hermantown team who blocked
shots.
No pub. They hit people. They cleared the puck out of the zone. They did a nice job filling in on the blue line. They did a great job.
Nice.
There you go.
I love it. There's your recap for Bantam Double A.
Bantam Double A. Oh, we would be remiss if we did not mention the Rosemount no goal.
Got to do it.
It went in the net. The argument was that the net was off, and in my view, the net was off beforehand. Before the play even happened.
Then why did they call it a no goal then? So that's why they called it a no goal.
That would be my assumption. I think they should have allowed the goal, and I'm not trying to second guess referees, but I would have allowed the goal because if you notice that the net is off before the play happens, you blow your whistle as hard as possible and stop the play. If you let the play out, then you got to give them that goal.
I agree.
I don't know if it would have changed anything. It would have made it 1-1. I don't know if it would have guaranteed a Rosemount victory or anything, but it would have changed the complexion of the game a little bit.
Absolutely. The good work by Matt Jasper to get that goal.
Oh, it was a great goal. Connor Schubert crashing the net.
You know, it's a good work when I'm in Shakopee, which is 3 hours away, and people are coming up to me commenting on the video that, quote, I put up on Instagram. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Who won the game? I didn't even know who won the game and then knew the result as opposed to some young fans talking to me about how Rosemount got screwed.
Oh, gosh.
So,
well, anyway. I suppose that's in the eye of the beholder. I will say the Nets had a very tough time staying on the pegs.
Rough.
In,
I hate that.
In Grand Rapids.
I hate that.
Yep. Bantam A. Warroad goes to victory. Gavin Anderson, 7 goals on the weekend, and Finn Hansen had a sparkling performance in the Nets. Tying for the scoring lead was Cloquet's Jordan Sewell. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, oh yeah.
With 7 points.
How about that? You a little surprised by Hopkins not being able to pull that off?
No, because I picked Warroad. Didn't I?
No, you didn't.
No, I picked Mankato.
Yeah.
Surprised at Hopkins not being able to pull it off? No.
I thought they were, I mean, I picked Warroad. That was kind of a heart pick. I wasn't surprised had this result been 3-0 the other way.
But Warroad has played such a tough schedule.
So has Hopkins.
All season.
So
has
Hopkins.
I think Warroad played a tougher schedule.
Really? I think they played about an even schedule.
No, not surprised at that one. Bantam B, Roseville. There we go, the Raiders. Jamal Moniba led the field in
such
scoring.
Such a nice player.
With a goal, 5 assists, and 6 points. And Max Johnson, the goaltender, stopped 75 of 78
shots. Nice job,
shots.
Raiders.
Yeah.
They got a Bantam AA team this year that did quite well.
Yep.
And a Bantam B team that's doing quite
new
well.
New vending machines in
it.
The open skate area.
Gosh, thank God for the vending machines.
Ripping up the rubber flooring next to the oval.
Love it. Yep. Love it. Let's do 15A, which was in Fairmont. Somebody on our staff was there. Hocus Pocus. How you doing, Kayla, Joe? Let's hear what was
good.
It was like down there.
I only saw Saturday, Sunday, so yep. I can't speak. Well,
there weren't
any
major upsets on Friday, were
no,
there?
No, no. I think the two games I watched, it was the Dinah versus Alex one.
Well, you got a good one there.
I need to look at my scores. Okay, here we go.
Here she goes.
Okay, it was Minnetonka versus Alex, and then
that was
Dinah
a surprise.
Green versus North Reich.
That was a surprise.
Minnetonka winning.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I think you all picked Alexandria. For
yes.
That.
Yeah.
So that part
one, of the, part of that might have
that
been
that one
heart,
was
though.
Only 1-0 too.
Yeah.
Like it okay. was it was a close game.
All right. And then Edina knocked out Northbright 3-0 maybe?
2-0.
2-0.
That's what it says on here.
All right.
And I think honestly, every game that I watched, it was basically just like so close, and then someone got a kind of a like a lucky goal.
Something got through.
Yeah, it wasn't like obviously none of the games I saw were super high scoring
or pure domination.
I saw Gia
Morgan
Morgan for Edina score 3 separate goals, so she had 5
Gia
points.
With a J for those of you
yeah.
counting at home.
She had 5 points. She looked really good. She was definitely a standout in my opinion.
I don't. Not surprised by that at all.
Morgan tied for the scoring lead with Stillwater Reds' Savannah Cheney. Alexandria's Maya Dutton. Stillwater Reds' Kaylin Holman.
Not a lot of goals in Fairmont.
Nope.
No.
There were not.
What no. was the rink
I
like?
I was trying to take.
What was the rink like?
Oh,
come on.
Really
let's hear about the
good.
Rink. let's hear about the rink.
I have to say that rink was the coldest, smallest, hardest to see through the glass rink I've ever been to. And I felt very wow. disappointed because I was trying to get good pictures and I
nice.
Just couldn't.
Like you're going to get an angry email from the Fairmont Chamber of Commerce after this.
I got
Fairmont was a very nice city. Let me clarify. The rink needed some work.
I wrote a friend of mine who was involved with the 15A Edina team and I said, Kayla says it's the worst rink she's ever seen.
Nice.
This person responded, yeah, not great, but the people were great.
The people were great.
That's diplomatic. Yeah.
Very lively.
So hats off to the people from Fairmont for hosting a state tournament because it's not
yeah.
easy. Even if it is, it's a single 8-teamer. It's
yeah, the staff you're there was super like hands-on and friendly.
Oh, that's good to hear.
All right, 15Bs, Grand Rapids Greenway with an incredible overtime victory over my heart, Armstrong Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. That's what Liz.
She called it Anderson Cooper?
Once.
Oh, jeez.
It was a typo, I think.
Well, I can't help it.
We did get an Anderson Cooper meme on the bottom of it nicely.
Nice.
It was one of those memes like, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Well, I can't help but root for Armstrong Cooper just because Robbinsdale is just one of those places.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That you hope that Robbinsdale just gets something, you know?
I agree.
So Grand Rapids Greenway, I would call Emily Cherney probably the
yeah.
standout.
Yeah,
for
quadruple
Grand Rapids
overtime
Greenway.
Win. That's the second time in like 3 years that the 15Bs has gone to quadruple overtime. Was in Moorhead a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Eden Prairie beat Grand Rapids Greenway.
Right.
Was it Grand Rapids Greenway? Yeah.
I don't remember if it was Grand Rapids Greenway, but I remember that video. I can see it in my mind's eye.
Jack
Kupich
got
taken
the video
from the bench. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Quadruple overtime. I said,
yep.
Hey, and he sent me a note. What is going on? Do I have to stay here the whole time? I'm like, yep.
Hey,
that's
dude.
How hockey works.
Hey, you got a quadruple overtime state championship game. I got a quadruple overtime third place game where we were all looking at each other like, how do we do? Like, can
how
we just
get
into this?
I know.
PWAA, this is your forte. You were in Shakopee.
Not much to really report. I mean, Minnetonka, if it weren't for Owen Ryan, could have running timed all three of its opponents, and I don't think anybody was expecting that. I knew they thought it'd be I thought they would win, but I didn't think it would be by such a great margin. What happens is they have the best line, and I might make a really bold statement here. I'll call it the YHH era. I'm not sure I've ever seen a first line PBAA line as good as that line with doing Stevens and Nash. I mean, literally, they
by
80%. They score 80% of their team's goals.
Put them right up there with Kukkonen and
yeah.
Janicki.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I would put them with that group right there. Wow.
Yeah.
Did I just say that? Yes, they were
that's
as
high,
good.
That's high praise.
They were that good. They were that dominant. They were actually way more dominant than that group ever was as Peewees.
Oh, I suppose.
So, yeah, they were that good. They only lost 3 games all year. They're as good or better than that team.
Well, that's a new trophy for Pagel Ice Arena.
Yes. They have a lot of them.
Yeah. PWAA, you said this was the most fun division out of everything you've seen this year.
It's not close. It's just not close. How fun. The semifinals between Roseville and Warroad and Proctor and Thief River Falls, 3 of the 4 northern teams, they don't play defense in the North. They just don't. Those poor goalies in northern Minnesota, Thaddeus Jackson and Tegan Marsden and the goalie from Proctor, they're just like continuously 2-on-1 and 3-on-1 to death. It's some of the most fun hockey I've watched in a long time. And the Thief River fans, Peter, I'm not trying to exaggerate, they had hundreds of fans. There's a girl from our team, Minnesota, Grace Duffy. She's a Squirt A. Mm-hmm. Why are her and her parents down there watching that game? Mm-hmm. Explain to me why that. 5.5 hours. And they weren't the only one. There were grandparents. There were uncles. They come out of literally the woodwork from Thief River Falls. Every time I go to a Thief River Falls game, they always have more fans than the other team. So hats off to the fans from Thief River Falls, and more importantly, the coaches and players. They put it all on the line. They put it absolutely all on the line, and they lost more than they won against Warroad. Didn't matter. They were like piranhas all weekend long. They just kept coming. And it was fun. The refs would come over and go, man, these kids just keep coming. Yep. The box workers. Like we had this Jake Hema, Easton Hema's dad was working in the box. He's like, they're just so fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really fun group to watch. And I wasn't necessarily pulling for them, you know, as a unbiased journalist, but man, at the end of the tournament when they won it, I was like, man, no one's more deserving than this. And you know, you and I, we watch a lot of Moorheads, a lot of Edinas,
oh yeah,
a lot of Minnetonkas. We see a lot of the same teams winning state titles. So when we get a Thief River, it's almost a nugget. It's like, you know, finding a little nugget in the street. We're like, wow, look at this in the woods. Look at, I got this thing. That was a big time nugget for me.
Minnesota hockey is good when Section 8 is good and Warroad's going to be good. East Grand is going to be good. And if Thief River Falls can put together, can hang on to this group, I can't imagine a more exciting section.
It's going
to
be so good. Think about that.
Hockey is good when Section 8 is good.
And, you know, and East Grand was in the PWAA. So it's so good. It's
great.
It's so exciting. They just play such a fun style of hockey.
We got to figure out an alternative to those white helmets, though.
For Thief?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a fan.
Those stick in my crotch a little bit. We got to get them like a really cool matte purple helmet.
No, royal.
You know what I mean?
Royal.
No, matte.
Royal. Royal.
Just matte. M-A-T-T-E.
Royal, but that's a royal color.
All right. Leading scorers for PWA, Christian, how do you pronounce his last name? Dowing?
Dowhung.
Dowhung, gotcha.
Man, was that kid something else this
Christian
weekend.
Dowhung and Easton Lee, both from Warroad. Soren Somweber from Roseville and Graham Schumacher from Park Cottage Grove. That quartet had 9 points apiece.
There's so many more. I mean, there were so many points.
But I can't
just
read everybody's
I know, but there
name.
Were so
you,
many
you,
points.
You,
but
mister,
were,
I got to leave in 20 minutes.
There was something else. There was just something else. There were some Thief kids. We'll get to them later when I call it my unsung team. So.
For sure. Pee-wee B, Osseo Maple Grove Black.
I picked that one.
Day. Congratulations.
Gobbler champions.
The leading scorer was Mr. Noah Schwab with 5 goals and 8 points. From
we had a few
South
of our tournament champions winners this during the state tournament. We had the Moorhead Spuds, won Bantam AA. We were really close with Lumberjack Hopkins.
We were, weren't
and
we?
And Gobbler Pee-wee B. We were close there. And then 12B, Danglefest, 12A Danglefest, 15B Danglefest. Think about that. 12B, 15B, and 12A, 12B, and 15B Danglefest champions were all state champions this year.
It's not bad.
So come to the Danglefest and become a state champion.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
12A Minnetonka over Centennial Spring Lake Park, who had, for my money, the greatest uniforms.
Ah, well, see,
the all whites.
Chaska Chan matched them. They came with the all whites too.
Yeah, I
thought they were great.
I like that Centennial Spring Lake Park all whites.
I thought they were great. Both of them were.
Yeah, but Minnetonka rules 12 and unders. 12A, they won the championship, and 12Bs, they win the championship. So
absolutely,
some nice players coming through the pipeline. One thing we did not mention about the 15A pipeline. Edina's won their third straight 15A.
It's crazy.
With every goal they scored last weekend, Sammy Cowger got further and further away from wanting to take a college job.
I agree. I agree.
With every goal.
This segment was brought to you by General Sports. I put on my mocks for the first time yesterday, and they hurt my feet so bad.
It's not General Sports' fault.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's my weak feet's fault.
It's your weak feet.
I'll be wearing them this weekend. I'm reffing in the Stars of Tomorrow on Saturday morning.
Jeez.
Got a little three-pack. I bet they'll be broken in after that. They are so stiff. Oh,
hey,
my gosh.
New skates. New skates are the hardest.
Skates is going to be hard.
I would say skates and gloves are the two pieces of equipment that I do not want to break in.
It's hard.
Again.
This is a one-time deal for me. This is my last set of skates.
Your last set of skates.
So,
alrighty, we've run through every state champion. We've highlighted some players. Where are we at?
We're at unsung players.
All right, and you and I picked one player from...
We have to pick a team. That's our unsung team, but we're picking a player... From boys' high school, girls' high school, 15 level, 12 level, bantam level, and PB level. That's six total levels.
Okay.
You got to pick a goalie, 2D, three forwards. And this is brought to you by MAP South Hockey. They are the kings and queens of unsung players. They'll take an unsung player and make them so much better. There's so many good players that arrive there, and then two or three years later, like, man, that kid was average at best. And now, oh, look, look at him. He's skating. He's doing a skate up on the state tournament. He's scoring a big goal in the state tournament. Oh, my God, he's got the game-winning goal in the state tournament. He's playing on the U16 Blue Army team. I mean, these kids go there, and because of the amount of hours and emphasis that they put on skill development, they get better. So check out mapsouthhockey.com.
Fantastic.
All right. Pick, you want to go? Let's start with the defense first. Do you want to go defense or goalie? It doesn't matter to me.
I think I'm going to go defense.
Okay, who do you want to go first?
Boys high school.
You're going, you got to, I have a D as well. Steal my guy.
I'm not
stealing. You steal my guy, I'm going to wrestle you down.
I guarantee you don't have this guy.
I bet I do.
His name is Alexander Salisbury.
No, I don't.
Sophomore defenseman from Grand Rapids.
Wow.
And he was.
I like that pick.
He was a shot blocking machine during
the sponge
state tournament. Yes, he was an absolute sponge. He's one of those kids who's going to have a really nice 3-year high school career. He's not going to do 25 goals, 25 assists. He's not Cale Makar, but he's going to do everything that coaching staff asks him to do.
Love it. Okay, here's mine. I would call him unsung. He didn't win the Reed Larson Award. He wasn't first team all state. He wasn't this. He wasn't that. But when push came to shove in the section semifinals and the section finals, two against two great opponents, by the way, and then all three games of the state tournament, Barrett Dexheimer, bare bones, was anything but bare bones. That's what his dad called when he was little. Bare bones was anything but bare bones. That kid was the real deal. He was the MVP by a mile of that Edina team in the final five games of the season, and I think he deserves a shout-out and some recognition.
He's so good.
Yeah, he is.
He's so good.
So good. I think he's better. Oddly enough, I think he's better than his brother. His brother's running the power play in Wisconsin.
Who was just named All Big Ten.
Yeah. So I think he's better.
Yeah. All righty.
Projects better. I don't think he's better for today.
Projects better. Yeah. Okay. 15, no, girls high school. Ella Hornung.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Was sifting through my.
She's a forward.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I was sifting through my writing. From the state tournaments, and I found Ella Hornung's name. And her little capsule says, during tonight's post-game press conference, Hillmurray head coach John Pohl said that Hornung does everything we ask her to. Apparently, the Pioneer coaching staff asked the junior forward to do it all. Hornung scored the Pioneers' first goal. It was a beauty, by the way. This is in their win over Andover. Blocked seven shots.
Wow.
And was matched up with the Andover top line. As kind of a sulky-ish forward.
Yeah, I like it.
I think she's great. She gets lost in the shuffle a little bit behind 50-pointers, Chatlin and Pohl and Boreen and everybody. But Ella Hornung, a Swiss Army knife if I saw one.
All right, I'm going to go off the beaten path for one of my forwards. I'm going to go Ellie Struck from...
Struck. It's Struck. I watched the broadcast over again.
Ellie Struck from Minnetonka 12B. She gets the game-winning goal in the state tournament. Nice. Got to call out that every time.
Every time.
Love it. All right. That's my forward.
That's your forward. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just doing defense forward. We're not picking one from each level?
No, I got six total players. So I have you get three forwards, 2D, and a goalie.
Oh, my gosh. I got a
narrow. Do you want me to go back again?
Yeah, I'm going to have you go again.
Another forward. This, I don't know what her stats were. It doesn't matter. Stats don't matter. When you're the best player on the ice, every game you play, you should be All-State. And I didn't see her on an All-State roster. Her name is Jasmine Hovda from Roseau. She's a sophomore this year. She is by far the best hockey player in the state of Minnesota. I've watched her play five games this season, and she has the puck on her stick, kind of like Jackson Blake, whenever, wherever she wants. And I say this, I've said this a few times on our show, or I think it's on our girls' high school show. She gets bored, and then she'll pass it. She's that gifted with the puck on her stick. And what was fun to watch, I've seen her as a playmaker, but what was fun to watch in the section final when she scored three goals in the third period, she finally said, you know what, I'm going to go score so I can send our team to state. That's nice. How good Jasmine is. And I'm really excited about her future in high school hockey and college hockey.
Did you mention the broken wrist?
And she did it all with a broken wrist. Thank you. Sorry
you
about
gotta,
that.
You got to throw that one in there.
Forgot about that.
Okay, I've got another forward from 15U, Kendall Ringgat.
Nice.
Ringgat
we talked
North
about her
Wright
plenty. Yes,
County.
North Wright County.
Wright County follows an MO when they get to high school. Really good on defense. Good goaltender.
Great goaltending.
Low-scoring games.
We got a goalie of the year finalist, Ellie Donnell, from there as well.
But North Wright County in the high school level, if they want to break through in sections, they need somebody who can score
goals. And they got a good section to
goals.
Do it now.
Yep, but they need somebody who can score goals, and Kendall Ringgat can do that. She had 8 points during the Dangle Fest,
not
and she
surprised.
Ranked among the top forwards in the 15A
state tournament. Not surprised. Okay, so I'm going to go back to another D, speaking of 15. This is Savannah Chaney. She's a D. She's played in a lot of our stuff. She was an MVP of one of our tournaments. Savannah was a top scorer, top defenseman scorer for the 15A state tournament. So shout out to Savannah for her great season this year with Stillwater. I believe it is red. Maybe it's black. I'm not sure. I get those.
It's red.
It is red. It's Thank red. You. Sorry.
Yep. I got a goalie coming out of 12Bs here.
Nice.
This is my goalie pick, and it is not Paige Simones, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who is one of our Goalie of the Year finalists who had an outstanding tournament. It is Kylie Fisher from state champion Minnetonka Blue.
Very well-deserved.
It's easy to overlook goaltenders who play on the best
super teams.
It's easy to overlook them, but Kylie allowed just one goal during the state tournament. She faced over 60 shots. I will take a goaltender who stops everything any day of the week.
That's good numbers right there. That's good numbers. Okay. My goal, since we're on goaltenders, I'm going to go with Kyle Klima from Rockridge Bantam B. He faced 112 shots in the state tournament. Think about that.
I am.
That's a lot of shots. That's 37 shots a game.
Yeah.
Stopped 105 of them for the Wolverines, and he faced the most shots of any Bantam or all players in all state tournament games. So shout out to Kyle Klima for his great work for Rockridge this season.
All righty. I've got my third forward, which means I'm looking at a defenseman. My third forward is from Rosemount, Bantam AA, Bauer Ooh. Sullivan.
Ooh, I like that. First
who
year.
Who was an absolute wrecking ball.
Good for him.
Through all three games for that Rosemount team. I mean, he was just hammering everybody. It was against Moorhead. He was one of the only players who could put shoulder to shoulder and knock somebody down, which is what you have to do against a super skilled team like that. So Bauer Sullivan. Bauer Sullivan's going to be my last forward.
All right. I can't name one forward. I just can't do it from Thief River Falls. There were so many good forwards, so many good players, but two in particular, Kyler Peralta. I called him the Piranha. He was just all over the place. Yeah, I think he had three or four goals in the championship game for the Prowlers. And then one of the coach's kids, Easton Gonzarowski. Oh, wait till you see this kid. Peter, you will see him play in your future.
Him.
Yeah, his hands are absolutely filthy. He tried like three Michigans, He failed on all of them, but he was close. He and Peralta were putting the puck between their legs. They were no-look passing, passes behind the back, just absolute jungle ball out there. Whatever they were just doing, whatever they felt like, whenever they wanted to do it, there was no structure, no anything with these guys.
I like
it. It's so fun to watch. It was just really, really refreshing to watch those two teams, Warroad and Thief, play hockey. It was just a different type of brand of hockey that we're used to than here down in PWAAville and Pee-wee, you know, some more, way more structured. And each has its own place, you know. So then they had a big D. His name is Beckham Johnson. I know I'm getting out of the position here, but Beckham was an absolute menace all weekend long.
A menace.
And if I could put a D, I would put – if I had an extra D spot, Beckham would be that because he just creates so much havoc and so much trouble for the opponents whenever he's out on the ice. So my forward will go the pair of Kyler Peralta and Easton Gonzarowski for Thief River. You guys were awesome. Loved watching you.
All righty. I am struggling a bit to put one more defender from the – and this has got to come from the Pee-wee level because I haven't picked a Pee-wee.
There you go.
And I'm trying to avoid Pee-wee double A. And
there's
a
lot of good D.
Right now I can't get over this five-defender lineup from Bemidji.
Yeah.
So Bemidji allowed just 6 goals, I believe. Hold on. Let me make sure my number.
PWB?
They allowed just 6 goals in 3 PWB games, and you could give some of the credit to Colin Hart, their goaltender, but I would also venture to guess that defense played a role in this. So Riker Sant, Bentley Lapierre, Brody Roscoe, Alexander Frake, and Evan Engsather, the 5 defenders from Bemidji.
Boy, ever since Andy came on the show, we've been buttering up to Bemidji lately. Bemidji's never gotten so much love in 2 years on our website.
I don't think I've actually ever been to Bemidji.
You haven't?
Nah.
I was just there. I was just there last week, 2 weeks ago during regionals. I was there for the PBAA 15B regionals.
Nice. All right. You want to cap it with...
Let's do some roses and thorns.
Roses and thorns.
I have one rose right off the top of my head. This one goes to Kim Conboy and Joel Klute from Kim's the... president or some big wig at Shakopee Youth Hockey Association. Kim, it was fun to work with you and Joel Klute for helping me be involved with your banquet. That was a blast. Hopefully we get asked back to help put on more banquets in the future because it was fun to give the kids something to chew on, have a fun banquet. And
literally something to chew on.
Yeah, some food. So hats off to Kim and Joel for, and also just putting on a great tournament down in Shakopee for the PBA and PBAA families. And
outstanding.
Players.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Molly Casey. She was the tournament director
in
Grand Rapids. She filled me in on how state math went. And then I saw Carter who called out from school for Friday.
He got
was
sick.
At the rink.
Got a little tummy ache?
Yeah, he got that
attorney
state,
tummy
that,
ache.
That state
I used to get that
flu.
Every year.
That state tournament flu.
Crazy.
Yep, but Molly Casey and everybody who helped put on Bantam AA up in Grand Rapids takes a ton of work. 7 people in the penalty box at all times. So you guys were covered up there.
All right. What about a thorn?
I got a couple of thorns, actually. Number one goes to the Country Inn and Suites in Grand Rapids.
Ooh, a thorn.
Minnesota.
Wow.
The dirtiest hotel room I've ever stayed in.
I've stayed there before.
Atrocious. It was atrocious. The Rosemount parents and I bonded over the Country Inn and Suites, which honestly is within... It's so close to the Best Western Plus that I could not get into.
By the Starbucks?
And the Best Western shares a parking lot with the Starbucks.
Yes.
All the cool people were at the Best Western.
And the Starbucks.
At the Timberlake. And
the Timberlake is amazing.
There was a ladybug infestation.
In the Country Inn Suites.
In the Country
Inn
Suites.
I'm not surprised by that.
Soda was $3 out of the vending machine at the Country Inn and Suites.
They got you everywhere, didn't they?
They got me everywhere.
I like that. I thought you were going to go with the... with the internet trolls.
That's my other
trolls.
Thorn.
You want to throw that? Can I borrow that one from you? I don't
you
have
can borrow
others.
That one.
That one's
from
a good one. You know, we put a nice tweet out there about a certain team winning a state championship, and it turned into like a war over absolutely nothing. If I had the time or the energy to block all those people from that, 12-year-old boys won, or girls, depending on who you're talking about, girls won a state championship. Let them enjoy the state championship. Let's not start a debate on the internet over what is right and what is wrong with our system. Our system is fantastic. This team who won just pulled off something that's never been pulled off in their association's history, and they got to look on there and find some debate by two knuckleheads that don't even have the guts to put their first and last name on their tweet. End of story. That's a thorn, a heavy thorn for me.
Yep.
A lot of prickles in it. A
lot of prickles. The hypocrisy is probably the biggest thorn for me. The team in question had two players transfer to their high school team this year, which I got no beef.
I don't either.
You move, you're on the team.
As long as you're
doing
it within the rules of the state high school league or Minnesota hockey.
As long as you are following the rules and you're not being.
We don't care.
And you're not flouting.
None of my business.
If it's not my team and not my kid, it's none of my concern. However, when you have players that are transfers, how are you in some sort of moral position to lecture other teams?
I know.
And it's not because you actually care about the principle of transferring and recruiting.
You care about the wins and losses.
You care about winning. That's all this is. That's all this is. If a program, I will use Minnetonka Boys High School as my example. If Minnetonka Boys High School wasn't as good as it was, no one would care.
No one would.
So stop pretending like it's the recruiting and they're tearing away the fabric of Minnetonka. You don't care about that. No,
you
don't.
Just care that they
You're
win.
You're just mad that they're winning.
Yeah. And no one cared about Gentry girls until they won the state championship.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Everybody was perfectly happy with
this. They were a nice little
fifth-ranked
team in the state. They were nice.
You know what? Hoosiers was a movie, and if you're that upset about it, BetterHelp.com is available, and I would encourage you to find something more productive to do with your time.
I got a rose that came to me. It's your favorite city, Marshall, Minnesota. The people Marshall were so nice to our guy Ben down there. We got a Marshall jersey
right behind you.
You got a Marshall jersey from the people from Marshall.
You
thank you.
Sure you did.
And I met a lot of the Marshall people, and they like me a lot. I like them a lot. They're not a big fan of Peter, but that's okay. Someday you will get your retribution.
It's all right.
You'll get your retribution.
That's okay.
I liked them. They got to the consolation championship game. They played a absolutely loaded team in the first game of the tournament, and it was rough watching them play World. World was, they were ticking and tacking and zipping it around. It was a tough first round game for them, but after that they came back and finished strong. So hats off to the Marshall and your first PWA state appearance.
Congratulations
to them and good luck. I mean, I still think you guys got the formula down. They've been in our Squirtacular like at least 4 or 5 years in a row. And I'm not saying the Squirtacular is your bid to the state championship or state tournament, but at what you're telling everyone in your community is we're going to go play tough competition.
Yep.
We're going to go up there and we're going to play. We might get beat a little bit, but we'll be better in the long run because of it. So hats off to the people in Marshall for hosting a great state tournament and their great team that and participation in the state tournament, PWA.
Yeah, they also, their high school team has the reigning Class A Coach of the Year, I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah. My last rose is the Elk River Elks Bantam Double A.
Yeah.
Hermantown Bantam Double A. And it was my last one. Actually, I didn't watch that game, so I can't give it to him. But it was teams who took a licking. Okay, Austin Maple Grove scored 5 times in the first period against Elk River. And you know what? The game did not turn into a donkey rodeo.
Yes.
There was no, I didn't see any stick swinging, no cheap shots.
Love
Elk River just played hard through the end. Running time in the state title game, Hermantown played
hard
through the end.
That's a great take.
There weren't a ton of penalties in general, honestly, over the weekend. But I was really impressed by the fact that the teams that lost in the first round, I was lucky enough to chat with either coaches or parents or somebody involved with every team that lost in the first round. And they were all like, no, we're going to go win consolation. We're going to win the consolation. We want to win the consolation championship.
Right.
We want to win the back bracket. And, yeah, I saw no crappy play.
Love that.
From the Bantams. And you and I have been involved with this a long enough time to understand that some games just turn into.
They get out of hand.
Didn't see any of that. It was awesome.
Well, the whole weekend was awesome for me. Thank you, Kayla, for making the trip to Fairmont. You making the trip to Grand Rapids.
The Country Inn and Suites.
Thanks to Matt Jasper for a great tourney recap video, and all of our other staff who made it out there. So Ethan Andreessen in Proctor, Tom Kupich in Cloquet. Help me out here. Sabra LeBrasseur in Virginia.
Ben and Marshall. Liz and Jossie.
And a newbie. We got a newbie. Michelle Willie was out helping out as well in Blaine. So we were all hands on deck. So shout out to everybody on our staff for making our coverage of the state youth tournament as good as we've ever done. Huge shout out to everybody on our staff for doing that. Shout out to Minnesota Hockey for welcoming us and helping us and partnering with us to make it a great experience for the kids all over the state. For Peter and Kayla, I'm Tony Scott. Thanks for tuning in this year. We'll see you around the rinks.
You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. 'Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota.